All right, what's poppin'? What's poppin'? Yeah! Oh, what's happening, man? It's a special Sunday night broadcast. You're probably listening to this on Monday morning, maybe Monday afternoon, or hell, maybe you're listening to this in October. I don't know. Doesn't matter a damn bit.
Maybe you're listening to it again. Why? Sure.
You're nuts.
Don't need a reason to.
Mark's here from Ferndale. Don's here from Northville. Jay's here from Plymouth. And I'm Drew from Ferndale. And this is the Drew and Mike Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen.
Can I be the first to wish you happy Go Topless Day? Did you know today was Go Topless Day?
I know. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that, really?
Here in the United States?
Chicks were topless in New York and L.A.
Don's going topless.
Hey, all right. Show that rack. Why not? But yeah, it's all about, you know what Take Back the Night is, right?
Oh yeah.
So they do it the Sunday closest to that, and go topless to show that
it's usually a lot of people. You don't want to see topless, isn't it?
What do you mean?
When they show you the 50 women who are celebrating this?
Well, any woman can go topless.
Well, I'm just saying, usually the women that you see are not the women you want to see topless. It's not like the bunch of supermodels get together.
The ones I saw weren't that bad.
All right, well, let's see.
I thought you'd be all behind Go Topless Day.
I am. Just want more participation. while you're looking, by the way, I have some breaking news.
Yes.
It's so breaking, I'm not even going to wait for
Drew October?
To find the sounder. No, breaking news for August, for today's date, and that is that Barbara Streisand is leaving the country if
all
Donald
right.
Trump is elected.
See ya.
She's going to Australia if they'll have her.
If they'll have her. I hope they say no.
That was, I think, the only stab at humor in the comment. And I started to briefly look at the comments, and it appears that people aren't trying to talk her out of it.
Let's see. Well, why would they?
Take Hillary with you. That's the first comment.
Oh, by the way, they are having an event together.
Oh, Barbara and Hillary?
Yeah,
of course they are.
Well, if you're Hillary, why would you have an event with her?
That costs Hillary votes right there. That will cost her votes. Well, I guarantee it. There are people who say, I hate both of them. I'm not voting for her.
Although if you hated Hillary, I mean, is there anybody on the fence that's going to make them not vote as opposed to the amount of money they're going to raise for the DNC? Because that's really what she's going to weigh is how much money can we raise versus how many
it might offset it. You're right.
Oh, Brittany Watch is going on. Jay's interrupting us.
Brittany B.
Oh, Brittany?
Hey, will you back it up? Do you see who intro'd her? Oh, I got it. Did you see who intro'd her?
I did not. Don?
I didn't see it.
Oh. Mrs. West.
Oh.
Oh, Mrs. West. Oh, please.
But remember, her sister's terrible at reading a teleprompter. Remember that?
Let's see if she can read.
Remember when Kendall messed up reading the prompter?
Amazing.
So let's see.
Well, actually, she shouldn't have been amazed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Kardashian West.
I still think she's hot. I'm sorry.
I do too. I always have.
You see her on the red carpet?
For the past 17 years, the VMAs have watched the rise of its original pop princess. Her first moments on stage, heating
she's
up the
a
school
good reader.
Hallway with her dance moves,
yes,
laid the
is.
Groundwork for what was next to come.
How many times
we
do you think she practiced
her strip
that?
Out of a tuxedo
I swear to God, I was just about to say that.
I can't believe she said next to
we
come without following with on my face, because that's probably what she usually follows the word come for her.
With the one and only Madonna.
Slipped.
Tonight, we have the pleasure of seeing
pause
what
for
she'll
a second.
Do next.
Yes.
Her emphasis is so off that I really have no idea where the sentences start and stop. I mean, isn't she horrible?
She's pretty bad. I have no idea what she's saying either.
She can't read. That's brutal. I really think she memorized this.
Well, she's
and
got
set
prompter,
the stage
right?
on fire. We watched her tame a snake and be very untamed with the one and only Madonna. Tonight, we have the pleasure of seeing what she'll do next. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow, what enthusiasm.
Making her triumphant
I can't wait to
return
see this.
To the VMA stage, it's Brittany, bitch!
Oh, dear.
Isn't she clever?
By the way, I find Brittany very hot, too.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Really?
Never have.
Never have?
Not really.
What?
I understand why people did. Now I don't find her hot at all.
Her body's killer.
This year.
I never really liked her face that much.
She has a face?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, I've never seen it.
And this whole dancing.
Is there a bird in here, Mark?
There's a giant moth. Scared the hell out of me.
I thought it was a bird.
I could learn these dance moves, Drew.
I could give a fuck about watching her dance her stupid song and have her 20 other dancers with her. To me, this is part of the downfall of the modern music world.
Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
Yes, it was on the VMAs. Nice job, Jake.
You know, this is very reminiscent of last time she was on and she barely moved. Remember that?
Yes.
She got ragged for it. She's barely moving.
Oh, she looked so slow. It looked like, you know, a 60-year-old woman was trying to impersonate Britney. Isn't it?
Yes. That's what it looks like again.
Well, it's a slow song, too.
I don't care if it's a random person or the biggest star. Out in Vegas or a little bar.
Jay wants a penis puppet on the stage. They have this shadow effect with hands and dudes.
Wouldn't it be fun to fuck that up? Pop something in there?
For sure.
Come on, he's ruining this.
You know, like G-Eazy?
This isn't Britney Spears. But she can't make it through a whole song without getting tired.
I can't believe she has a walker now. Can you imagine she danced with him?
Yeah, that's a little premature, isn't it?
She's singing the part from his song now.
Right. The good part of this song?
I like that song a lot.
I do. Are those cows behind?
It's such a lip sync, though. Look how far away the mic is.
Wow.
So
she can't sing. Oh, this whole career is such a joke to me. What do you say about Britney Spears and sodomy? I could not be more bored with this person.
They really hyped this. It's pretty pathetic, actually.
Pretty bad.
I see her as having the intelligence level of a...
Jeezy's getting a couple handfuls.
Maybe a ninth grader. I mean, would you really expect her to hold an intelligent conversation with anyone?
No. Drew, she almost drowned, though, last week. This is a pretty good recovery for almost drowning last week.
She was underwater for 5 minutes, she said.
So for being... Okay, now that you remember that she was underwater for 5 minutes, can you reevaluate?
Yeah, I'm impressed that she can even lip sync after being underwater for 5 minutes. I mean, that would not be easy. I'm sure they had to rehab. They had to go through intensive rehab to get her to be able to do that. Rehab that would take months for most.
But not for Brit, man.
Not a lot of energy there.
No. And the crowd's going nuts like it kicked ass or something.
No one knows who you are. Stop yelling.
What the fuck? Off with it, please. Oh, God. It was terrible.
That was, honest. I can honestly say that was worse than I expected. Considering she does a Vegas show every night.
She must be tired.
I guess.
Apparently she just finished the Vegas show.
Wow. Honestly, wouldn't you expect more doing a Vegas show every night?
I thought she was going to do something, I mean, different. Really high speed, you know, heavy, intense dancing like the old days to show that 2000, whatever the last one, when was the last one? When she was so slow?
2010 maybe? I don't know.
Well, just to show that that was an aberration.
Nope. Nope. That was, what's that?
Jay's pointing out that Kim Kardashian carried it with the world-class intro.
Yeah. Well, she followed Beyonce, too. You know, no matter what we feel about Beyonce, everybody's going to go nuts for it.
I didn't think Beyonce... No, I don't think that was any tough follow.
No, but you know, everybody's going to go, Twitter or whatever the world is that judges this is going to go nuts for it for whatever reason. Whoever this is aimed at, the VMAs are aimed at.
I thought it's been all. Who is it aimed at?
Yeah, oh,
good question.
You know?
Well, 18 to 34s and, you know.
Sure, something more like 12 to 24s?
Yeah, no, you're probably right. It's probably more like 12
I'm just,
to 24.
I'm just trying to guess. It's not for me. I know that.
No, you're probably right. But for the people it's for, they're going to love what Beyonce did because that's apparently what she does. So they're going to love that. And then Britney fall and lay that egg. Nobody's going to like that shit.
As far as I'm concerned, the whole show has been shit. I haven't seen one thing that made me go, God, I want to see that again.
How about all Beyonce's dates?
Beyonce's...
All her dates.
Oh, Blue Ivy. Didn't she come show up with Blue Ivy?
No, she brought Trayvon Martin's mom and...
Oh, she did? Really?
Yeah, she had like 5 dates.
I didn't know that.
You mean a bunch of hot ass with her?
No. Huh.
Well,
Trayvon Martin's mom.
I'm confused as to how that rescues the show for me. Or was there a hint of sarcasm there?
I think there's a giant hint of sarcasm there.
Why is she allowed to bring 6 dates?
Now, do you like Rihanna?
I do.
I thought she was okay.
I like her okay, but it wasn't anything I just was going, God, I want to hear that song again.
I liked watching, what's her name? What's that little piece of, Ariana Grande do spinning class. Did you see all those asses going up and down?
Posse.
I did see that.
Well, I'm just trying to find something you might like. Did you like that?
No.
Really? You like all those hot pieces of asses riding those bikes?
I want to hear a decent song or two. It's the Music Awards, and I haven't heard one song I really wanted to hear. Now I'm looking at
Did you like Future? Because they let about 200 shits come across the air and about 100 fucks.
I saw that.
That was hilarious.
And Michael Phelps' intro.
I know. He can't read, man.
Actually, he can't read. He was at least into his... You know, what he was introducing.
Except
obviously.
He couldn't read.
He struggled.
Is that his new career?
Possibly. Yeah.
Presenter. I have all the golds. He has all the platinums. Future.
He's in the Michael Strahan School of, broadcasting after sports.
Great promo for Strahan. Have you seen him, by the way?
Oh, there's a promo for GMA?
Yeah, he starts on Tuesday, I think.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's a little kid with a gap between his teeth, like the first day of school, and it's... Imagine if every day was your first day at school. And everybody's like, yeah, Michael, we love you. All right. And I'm like, who are these people that like Michael Strahan?
They must have research that tells them that he's through the roof with the average GMA viewer. I can't imagine why else they'd be. I mean, they are investing so much in this guy.
What's your prediction?
I would predict that he's not going to alter the landscape significantly, but. I don't know.
Heard it.
He is replacing George Stephanopoulos, I suppose, as the main guy.
What is he going to do now?
I'm sure he'll just do politics.
Yeah, he's going to go work for Hillary, right?
he's already gone that
he's
route.
Burn that bridge.
Yeah.
When you burn that bridge, that's true. You're not going.
Gone.
Cooked. The other thing we haven't talked about from the VMAs is Kanye West, who was, I don't know what he was. All I know is he's worse than Dr. Phil. He takes forever to get 10 words out.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
He came out.
Can you back up to his speech?
Sure. He came out in all white, and all I could think of was, oh, can't someone just spill something on him? Like a glass of wine? Can you imagine? That would ruin his year if somebody spilled a glass of wine.
You know he's got somebody sitting right there.
With the same outfit?
Absolutely.
Probably.
He probably has the quick change people there with a quick change.
He's probably got like the tear off. Another layer.
Turns it into a bit.
He also has like 4-inch soles on his boots, too, to make him taller because he's a tiny little man.
Whatever happened to quick change, by the way? Remember when you couldn't go anywhere?
There's only 2
him?
People in the world that liked him.
Who?
You and Mike.
They won America's Got Talent.
As a joke.
That was not a joke.
But admit that you and Clark were their 2 biggest fans.
We're not their biggest fans.
Nobody pushed.
I thought it was cool. What did you?
You guys were huge fans.
Wait, you didn't appreciate what they did? It was unique.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I can't go back any further.
And you're such a hater.
Of you Quick and, Change? I was not
Pierce,
a fan.
You and Pierce Morgan.
Where's my X button?
Actually, it was very funny that here you have this really nice Vegas-y kind of act where, you know, this guy through using curtains and glitter and all, you know, he can get his, I assume she's his spouse, she can change her her gown in, you know, 3 seconds. And they do it over and over, and people, ooh, wow, incredible. And they end up on America's Got Talent, and they actually end up in this nasty feud with one of the judges, Piers Morgan, who tells them that, you know, your act hasn't changed. It's the same thing over and over. Once you've seen it, it's done. And this guy trying to say, hey, we change it every time. We change a little bit from last time. You know, what do you expect? I mean, it really got nasty. I think they were even getting, people were getting bleeped. It got so shitty.
I think I just didn't like him because I was more of an Ivan the Urban action figure fan.
He was cool.
Yeah, until he allegedly knocked himself out live on TV.
How long is my rewind, or how slow is my rewind?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
God, I the other day, maybe about a month ago, I went on YouTube to see if I could find Ivan the Urban action figure again, and I couldn't find him, Drew.
To no avail?
I think he's had the
he's fallen
internet
off the
scrapped
map?
Or cleaned, wiped off like Galvin Belson.
I'm so disappointed.
Any reference to Ivan the Urban action figure?
This could be all night, Mark.
What?
Waiting for this thing to
rewind.
Well,
I couldn't go back. I couldn't go back on the one I was, so I had to go back.
How far in
live.
Is it?
About 48 minutes, and I'm at 560 right now.
Okay.
So there's the video right there. By the way, they gave him 4 minutes to do whatever he wanted, so of course, naturally, he took 8.
Yeah.
But you know the producer.
Was he just supposed to introduce his video?
They said 4 minutes, do whatever you want. He didn't show up for rehearsal, so everyone's like, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? To do whatever he wanted. So apparently he just asked for a microphone so he could speak.
Do you think he was helping Kim out? Is that why he didn't show up? He was back at the hotel working with her?
Wiping her ass because she can't reach it.
This is so disjointed.
Well, he's
this is why you should rehearse.
I think he's trying to play off his famous video.
Is this just a speech or is this a song?
Well, he introduces his video, his art.
Art.
And he says bro like 800 times.
And leaves gigantic gaps between
boring.
Every thought.
Boring!
Jesus.
Nobody cares.
Trump is actually there yelling boring.
I am Kanye West.
Who?
Nobody cares.
And that feels really great to say, especially this year.
Get over yourself. What a dick. It feels great to say. A great use of your time.
I came here to present my new video.
All right, roll it.
Ooh.
Just
but
roll
before
it.
I do that,
I love it.
I'm a talk.
You're so lucky. Is that Iverson?
Now.
This is really that entertaining to these people to watch
later
you guys stand
tonight,
there?
Apparently.
Famous might lose to Beyonce, but I can't be mad. I'm always wishing for Beyonce to win, so.
Call back. Phelps is digging it.
Call back to the dumbest moment in the history of award shows.
Television.
That he created.
But for people to understand. Just how blessed we are.
Come on.
Who's we? Who's we?
It was.
Might want to have a script next time, buddy.
An expression of our now.
Huh?
What?
Our fame right now.
Huh?
Us on the inside of the TV.
Huh? Who?
The what? Fuck does that mean?
That's relatable.
You know, just to put. The audacity to put Anna Wintour right next to Donald Trump.
Oh, the audacity. I mean, like, oh, Anna Wintour.
I put Ray J in it, bro. Like,
oh, he fucked your wife. Oh, wow. You didn't put Chris Humphreys or every other 800 dude
this
she's banged.
This is fame, bro. Like, I see you, Amber.
This is so stupid.
Go home to mommy.
I mean, honestly, got 10-second gaps in a...
He hasn't said anything
yet. My wife
yet.
Is a gene.
No.
Not a lot of people wise to let him say that right there. My wife
you want to pause it? Or actually, maybe we'll just
lie. Get him out of here.
Yeah, we'll see you. Let's give him
we came over in the same boat. Now we all in
let's
the same
let's give him the cane. Yank him off stage, well, please.
This point,
maybe different
this point, Bob. You know.
That's enough.
That point bombed.
He goes on to, I'll save you a couple minutes here. He goes on to point out that his idols are less than 10 people.
No, no, he can only name 10 artists / merchants.
He can that he looks up to?
Artists, that's the only, no, there's only 10 ever. 10 ever, Drew, artists.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 ever.
And he mentions Ford, Hughes. I assume he's referring to Howard Hughes and...
Hank Ford.
Hank Ford.
An anti-Semite.
And who else is on the list?
Disney. Walt Disney.
Disney.
Steve Jobs.
Oh, yeah. And Truman.
Truman. Now, what...
that's kind of...
Harry Truman?
I don't know.
The Truman Show? Does he mean the guy in the Truman Show? Did he just watch that movie or something?
I have no idea what he meant by that.
And, of course, himself.
Yes. Well, he said, did he say West?
He said West, yeah.
did he pull those out of his ass at the last minute?
He has said something very similar to that before.
You know, you'd think that he might mention, like, I don't know, Lennon McCartney or...
not merchants.
Some, they don't sell anything?
Apparently not.
Really? Okay. Whatever.
A lot of artists that sell their crap that are merchants.
I just want to say,
do people consider Steve Jobs an artist? Captain of industry.
It's in Kanye West. I think Kanye West just wants to include himself with that name. He just kind of wants to be in that, thought of in that same breath.
Oh, yeah.
So that worked nicely for him. But you know what? We spent 20 minutes on the MTV Awards, and I think it was 20, maybe 18 too many, so I'm just going to leave it behind and say, it wasn't a great show to me, and the Britney thing was a big bust. But let's talk about Colin Kaepernick, who really made the news of the weekend by sitting for the national anthem, which, by the way, for the first two games, no one really noticed, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Earlier, yeah.
This is the third game.
The first two preseason games?
Yeah. He sat on the bench, and nobody said a word. And this time, I think, did he bring it up?
No, he was. There was a picture that circulated. I think Bleacher Report had it of him during the national anthem sitting there.
Okay, so he had no
plans. One from behind?
Like, yes. I believe it was Bleacher Report that put that out.
So he had no plans to tell anyone. He was just waiting for us to figure it out. Well, anyway, we figured it out, and he acknowledged it. And I think this is really... It's just... The imagery is brutal. First of all, you got a highly overpaid quarterback who signed a ridiculously huge contract that he's not worthy of, which really has nothing to do with the issue, but it doesn't help the issue.
He's battling for a job.
Sure, he is. But secondly, you know, you've got a guy who is a quarterback in the NFL, extremely highly paid, and for him to suggest that there's oppression. Of course there's oppression in the world. This is not news. He is in no way, shape, or form oppressed. And he can say, I guess he alleges that he had times when he was a kid where things didn't go well, or I don't know what. Obviously, things have turned out pretty well for him. I mean, he's hardly somebody
adopted by a wealthy family?
By a white family. He's half black and half white.
Right.
And now, apparently, he doesn't consider himself white at all.
Isn't he doing this for others? Isn't that
yes? Yes, okay. For the oppression of black people. He referred to people dead in the streets and people on paid leave who are murderers.
Well, I do. There have been people that have said this country's made you rich. How dare you complain about it? Which I think is ludicrous. You can complain about stuff.
Complain about anything you want.
Both candidates for president complain a lot about things in this country, and they're both very rich because of this country.
Are his teammates assholes for standing up during the national anthem?
No, most of them have supported him. Maybe not directly on the record.
His teammates are going to other people in the league who are saying they don't think this is a great idea.
What, to sit down? Why is it not?
They don't agree with it.
Well, like Alex Boone.
Well, there's a few that I think...
People in the league are going to, generally speaking, started. They're not terribly objective about this. They will support him because they all support each other. I would be more interested in the reaction of people outside of the NFL.
Do you think there's some players that wish they could do that kind of stand but are too scared to maybe lose an endorsement or get in trouble?
No.
You don't really? Like if you watch...
possibly. There might be a few. I don't think there's a giant number of people in the NFL who want to sit during the national anthem.
Look, I don't agree why he's doing it, but I have no problem with him sitting.
Oh, I would argue for his right to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but I also feel that it's stupid, And that if he's so concerned about people, I wonder how much work does he do for Black Lives Matter, for example, or how much of his time does he give to these to the people that he feels are so oppressed? In what way is he fighting this?
Well, it's funny. I believe it was Malcolm. Oh boy, I can't remember the safety's name for the Eagles came out and said, "I agree with him, but you know what I do? I go out and work in the community and do this and that."
Which many do.
No, I know. A lot of them do. And I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. This is just his other... Look at the conversation he started.
I don't think the conversation is going to be beneficial to him.
Don't
you think he knows that, though?
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
I don't.
He hasn't thought about the future repercussions?
I doubt it.
Really?
I don't know him that well. But
so what do you think is going through his head? Like, I'm just going to make this statement, everything's going to be fine.
I imagine that he's pissed about a few of these stories recently, and this is his way of doing something about it.
He has tweeted extensively for years about things like this.
Yeah, he is. I know he's a
ton.
But this is different,
though. Correct? It's just been.
It's just all on Twitter, on social media.
But this is something where everyone is being made aware of how strong his feelings are. The national anthem, by the way, some people, when this discussion comes up, some people feel you're disrespecting the military when you sit during the national anthem. I don't know that I necessarily think of the military always as a connected to the national anthem, per se. Here's the way I view the national anthem. I think the national anthem, I stand because I love the U.S., mm-hmm. warts and all. Mm-hmm. And it's just, on balance, I love this country no matter what. And I think, as far as where we're going and what's going on, I think we try to get it right.
Of course.
As a country. I think we do. We try very hard.
I'll take it a step further. I think we get it more right than wrong.
Yeah, absolutely we do.
The vast majority of the time.
For sure.
Because it's set up that way.
I think sitting down during the national anthem is saying that you think this country is hopelessly... adrift or heading in the wrong direction, and I disagree with him strongly.
But 70% of people feel it's headed in the wrong direction.
Well, no, not just headed in the wrong direction. I would say if you can't stand during the national anthem, you must consider this. I would say he maybe almost bordering on, I don't know if conspiracy is the right word to use.
Who's the last athlete that's made a statement? Well,
we talked about him the other day, Abdul Rauf.
Oh, the old
Chris Jackson. Yes, from LSU. Right.
Yeah, how'd that turn out for him?
Yeah.
He got fine.
That was a good 10, 15 years ago, right?
Oh, it was a long 20 time
years
ago.
20?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I couldn't believe it was that long ago. I don't know.
It's a risky. Don't you agree? It's pretty risky for him?
Yeah, which is why I think he would know that, do it before he did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you hear his statements today? He had a big press conference today.
No, I didn't see his press conference today.
So one of the questions is, how do you personally feel oppressed? And he says,
can we hear it, by the way? Do we have an audio of it?
You know what?
Can you search for it, Jay?
You know, Jay, check NFL.com. I don't know. The full transcript's up there. But these are some points that were pulled out. I think Deadspin pulled these out. Do you feel oppressed? He said, there's been situations where I feel like I've been ill-treated. Yeah. This stand wasn't for me. This stand wasn't because I feel like I'm being put down in any way.
Okay, first I want to stop you right there.
There's been times I feel like I've been ill-treated, yes.
Oh, please, come on. Since the time this guy has been able to run with a football and throw a football, he has had his ass kissed to no end. You know, maybe there's a few people here and there that did, you know, give me a break.
We certainly know Harbs didn't treat him bad.
Wouldn't you imagine that when would the ass kissing have commenced for Colin Kaepernick when he's
I don't know how big of
13 or 14
to an extent. I don't know how big of a recruit he was.
He wasn't that big. He was kind of a diamond in the rough. Diamond in the rough.
It could be Harbaugh's fault, by the way, Mark.
No, never.
He was a great high school quarterback, and great high school quarterbacks are not terribly oppressed.
Not.
He says this is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice, people that don't have a platform to talk and have their voices heard, the effect of change. So I'm in a position where I can do that, and I'm going to do that for the people that can't. Now, he does say, even though he felt like he's been ill-treated, he is just answering the question, and then immediately follows with, this stand isn't about me, or wasn't for me, except that it unfortunately does become about you. The next question, are you concerned that this being seen as a blanket indictment of law enforcement in general, which I didn't see it that way necessarily, law enforcement. I thought, this is his answer. He says, there is police brutality, People of color have been targeted by police, so that's a huge part of it, and their government officials. They put us in place by the government. So that's something that this country has to change. There's things we can do to hold them more accountable, make those standards high. You have people that practice law and lawyers that go to school for about 8 years, but you can become a cop in 6 months, and you don't have the same amount of training as a cosmetologist. That's just insane. Someone that's holding a curling iron has more education and more training than people that have a gun and that are going out into the street to protect us. Do you want to expand on that? You have Hillary, who has called black teens and black kids super predators. You have Donald Trump, who's openly racist. We have a presidential candidate who's deleted emails and done things.
Oh, come on. Donald Trump is not openly racist. Give me a break.
We have a presidential candidate who has deleted emails and done things illegally and is a presidential candidate. That doesn't make sense for me, because if that was any other person, you'd be in prison. So what is this country really standing for?
Okay.
That to me is pretty surprising, that whole statement. I mean, he's obviously anti-Hillary and anti-Donald.
He is clearly pretty wigged out about the way things are going in the U.S. You know, and we started the show up
probably because he's not a starter.
Barbara Streisand is going to leave the country if Donald Trump's... These people that say that, by the way, I have a big fuck you for all of you. Go ahead, leave the fucking country, because you know what? If it's really that bad that someone's a president, why wouldn't you want to stick around, especially someone who can have the impact of Barbara Streisand?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want to help?
No one's ever done it.
No one's ever done it. Exactly.
Alec Baldwin's still here.
But the threat of, first of all, it's real easy to say it about somebody who's 10 points behind in the polls.
Well, sure. I mean, who cares anyway?
Probably not going to win.
You don't really think she's going to move, do you? So it's a move.
No, I don't. But just the idea that, I don't know, it just strikes me as like, I'm running away from home if you don't let me have my dessert.
It's a little babyish. Yeah.
I'm leaving the country. You know, and she's not the first one to say it, and this isn't the first election where people have said it, but I do feel like just the whole idea that, well, I just won't be able to take it if this person's president is just a big, you know, in other words, you don't want to stick around. The chips are down, and I don't want a part of your country if it's going to be like that.
Who did Baldwin?
Like, fuck you anyway. Why don't you get the fuck out of here now?
Who did Baldwin first say that about? Was it Bush?
Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy.
Yeah, I think it was Bush. Was it Romney
Obama
or McCain?
Won? For some reason, I thought it was Bush. I could be wrong.
You're probably right.
But how much has his life changed?
None.
From even pre-Bush to now?
Not
8 years of one side, 8 years of the
other.
Very
little.
Side.
The president does not affect things that
Thank
much
you.
Anyway.
That's kind of my big point.
Really don't.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But I just think that's
a backup quarterback.
That's her way of saying that I don't like him. I don't want him to be president. Mm-hmm. Not the country is going to be in such dire straits, because it doesn't. Whoever wins between those two, there isn't going to be that much difference one way or the other in the next 4 years or 8 years anyway.
I want to see her put her house up for sale and buy a house over there and just have it be contingent on the election. And put in for a visa. Just make everything contingent on the election. Can we do that?
Fine with me.
Who's that dork?
Oh, MTV. We have the MTV Awards up. Or the VMAs.
That dork?
Excuse me.
By the way, five. Four.
One of the Jonases?
Is it?
I don't know. Is it? I'm just guessing.
Pot it up real quick. Pot it up. Maybe I'll know by the song.
Mark, you're under suspicion for knowing by the sound of someone if it's a Jonas brother.
Well, I know it's not a Jonas brother. That's even worse. All right. This is garbage. I wish that guy gets so much pussy, though.
That sack of shit?
Yes.
Probably does.
Four of the five gymnastics team were there, you know?
At the VMAs?
Of the final five, yeah.
Ugh.
I'll give you
why one. Why is one not there?
I'll give you one guess who's missing.
Gabby Douglas.
Yes.
And why?
Because she hates America. Remember, she didn't put her hand over art.
Yeah, that's right.
Clearly hates America.
What's become of all that, by the way? Is she just not going to get the endorsements all the others get?
No, it's Twitter. It disappeared in like 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cared.
She was going back to that. She wasn't cheering very enthusiastically for her teammates. Did you notice that in the stands?
Yes, so what?
I don't really give a shit one way or the other, but the next day when that became sort of an ordeal, I started paying a little more attention to her, and everyone in the building was going ape shit over the American gymnast, except her. She wasn't that, and I couldn't help but think, oh, she's pissed because she was third and they don't take three from one country, so she missed the finals. She tried to say later that, I just didn't demonstrate how excited I was for them, but I really was.
Well, wait a sec now, because you have a problem when football players, although they're on the same team. I mean, she was competing against them for the individual. That's why she was a little pissy.
Mark, that's not overcome. That's overcome by USA. USA.
Okay.
She'd be cheering for her team. Right. And they're still her teammates.
Yeah, but she lost for the all around though, the individual one.
Get her in with Gabby Douglas, Chief.
I don't know why you hate her so much.
I don't hate her so
cheering
much.
Enough. Get her in with cheerleaders.
I think she's a kind of a self-centered.
Hey, speaking of Olympians, is she Katie Ledecky throw out the first pitch?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh, at the Tiger game today?
No.
Where?
She threw a nice pitch, a nice strike there.
Oh no, Boston. Allison, the local girl, threw.
No, Friday in Boston.
She threw out Boston. Yeah, she's from Massachusetts.
Right.
You're right. Right. She did both.
Washington Nationals.
She did both, though. She did Boston too because she put her medals on.
She really?
She put her medals on Bryce Harper in Washington, right. Put her medals on Ortiz in Boston.
So she threw out two first pitches?
Yeah.
And how were the pitches?
Strikes.
Right down the middle. It was
really?
Crazy. Yeah.
Did she fire it?
She's pretty. Yeah, she did.
No way.
Yeah, she closed the game, too. She got two saves.
Damn, I'm blown away by this.
Ellie wasn't so fortunate, though. She.
I didn't see hers.
Yeah, Ellie. She,
Ellie Reisman or Reisman?
Reisman, yeah.
Which game did she throw it out in?
I don't
remember. Well, it doesn't matter. What happened to her throw?
Down, it was like an Annabelle Sanchez pitch this afternoon.
What, like just a balloon ball?
Just a mess, hot mess, yeah.
Oh, too bad.
But Ledecky's, she's got some skills.
Cool. Ellie's hot though, so that's
okay. Know. Here we're gonna see somebody. Is this Katie? I want to see this. Bring me some.
Yeah,
watch
this bullet. Would have been better if she had taken three steps back.
Yeah, too bad she's not in the rubber.
Right. But watch this. Watch this.
Hey, not bad. That was a strike.
Well, okay, it wasn't that impressive.
She does throw like a girl, but
pull up the
Ellie's. She got it there. Ellie Reisman, different story.
Yeah.
Look
at. She's piling her medals on.
Isn't it kind of a pain in the ass to wear your medals everywhere? Yes. Do they really need to do that? Could she just wear one medal? Or do they have fake copies that they walk around with?
Everybody has to take a picture, though.
How much gold is really in one of those?
Not much. They're silver gold plated.
So they'll be green in a couple years?
Yeah. Think about all the selfies these Olympians have.
It was a knuckleball, Drew.
What a drag that must be. Was that Katie's?
It was a knuckleball. Watch.
A knuckler?
Yeah, watch. Total knuckleball.
Now, if you want to see a sweet first pitch, play Harbs' first pitch from the Cubs game.
Don't play that.
Did you see his first pitch?
No,
at the
I don't
Cubs?
Want to see Harbaugh's first pitch.
Drew, he brought his. You'd appreciate this. He brought his own mitt and cleats.
Did he really?
Did he really?
Yes. And he fired it right down the fucking middle he would.
That's pretty hilarious. So he actually fired it?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to watch it, it was 97 miles an hour right down the middle.
Oh, so, yeah.
With
I'm
some
sure.
movement.
I'm sure they clocked it. Good for him. Wow.
Since you're not going to watch
How about, speaking of baseball, did you see V-Mart's explosion? Was that last night's game?
Yes.
Saturday night
was.
That's not like him.
No, he didn't really explode until he was already thrown out, which, and I agree. You might as well get your money's worth at that point.
Yeah.
You're thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
He didn't do that much. The guy made the umpire. And by the way, did you see him taking notes when
Neymar
was in the dugout? Like, well, what are we going to do next? Are we going to throw a helmet out? And he's writing it down like the teacher. I mean, wasn't it? That was such bullshit. Second grade
did
or
you
something.
See him looking up at the scoreboard, too? Was he looking at the replay?
I think he was. Yeah, I think so.
Well, did you see how he's notorious for called third strikes, this dude.
Exactly. And he has a low strike zone. And I'm sorry, but you know what? And I hear this all the time. Oh, if you're consistent, then it's okay to alter the strike zone.
No.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
The strike zone is the strike zone. And I don't want some guy coming in every ninth game and calling me a strike that's 3 inches lower than what I'm used to.
That's
bullshit.
You got to give a promotion to umpire robot and have him behind the plate and just have a little box called balls.
Or like tennis,
I think we're getting
on the lines. It makes sense. It really does.
It'll take forever.
It does.
You know what, Don? You're probably right. You know what they'll do? They'll have challenges for balls and strikes, which will take forever.
Well, you can't challenge robo-ump.
Go kick dirt on robo-ump.
It's got to be robo-ump, because this is just complete crap. I mean, we lost four people. Wait, do we have four
JD,
people ejected? JD, Victor, Osmus, and
our hitting coach, Wally Joyner.
Batting coach, Wally Joyner, exactly.
Is that, have you ever seen a pitching or a hitting coach?
No, I've never seen that.
No.
But JD was the one that drew my ire. It's like, okay, you have altered the game when you throw out our cleanup hitter.
Right.
You're changing the game. Throw out our fifth hitter, who's really our hottest hitter right now. Come on. That's completely bullshit.
Who came in for JD?
Collins. He's two for three.
Romine came out.
Who had a chance to tie the game.
Was second and third in the eighth.
Yeah, he grounded
for JD.
Yeah.
Did you hear the national, you know, it was the national guys telecasting the game?
Yeah, the Fox guys.
Right. And did you hear him just totally dogging Collins, saying, you know, making a big deal, you know, you just lost a, you know, 305 hitter with 23 bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Collins was 2 for 3. I loved it.
Yeah, Collins got a nice hit in the eighth inning. It was a big hit, definitely. I like Collins.
He's been on a nice little tear.
Did you see Osmus, though? Just, like, isn't that rare? He just sat there and let Victor go. Didn't really say a word. Doesn't the manager usually push
an older
back?
Veteran, though?
Well,
he was already thrown out at that point.
I think his job at that point was to keep him from getting suspended, like him making contact with the umpire. He could have, you know, suspended. In support of his guy. You mean
right?
Got more
that's what he just sat there from a side view and just
that would be
go.
My. I would say maybe the only objection, but he did come out for JD. Well, it was when JD got tossed.
Joyner hurt.
That's when. Brad was thrown, but he did come out with Joyner after Joyner was tossed.
Right, yeah.
And Joyner got tossed after Victor?
Yes. Yeah. Victor was first.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't. Somebody else was bad. And he was
there. It is right here.
Can? No.
There's JD. JD did nothing.
No.
He did next to nothing.
He said, the umpire said, he's like, what did I do? He said, you said it twice. And what he said to him was, you were having a bad day. And he's like, you said it twice to me. And JD said, he asked me what I said. So I repeated what I said. And I said, you're having a bad night.
Oh, give me a
he
break.
He got tossed.
That's bullshit.
Totally ridiculous.
That is completely ridiculous. Give me a break. Come on.
Even if he threw an expletive in there, that's insane that you would get tossed for something like that.
It's absolutely. And he's already thrown out our cleanup hitter. You can't do that.
Did you see the second base or the third base umpire come out and be the bouncer?
Oh, no.
Both times?
Really?
Yeah.
Did he go, I know this is insane.
Both times he came out and kind of chest bumped our guys, sticking up for.
Oh, after they've been tossed?
Right, because they wouldn't leave. Yeah.
You know, this umpire has clearly got a hard on for himself. Mm-hmm. Because
first of all,
to have a strike zone like that, you know, I'm going to be different than everyone else. My strike zone is 3 inches lower. And by the way, he doesn't seem to give any 3 inches at the top of the strike zone either. So he's just got a bigger strike zone, which, you know, to any hitter.
Well, it started with Miggy, right?
Yeah, started with Miggy. Right. He called Miggy went up to the plate and took three straight strikes.
And they were questionable, two of them.
Actually, I think all of them were kind of questionable. The first one was low, but it was, you know, maybe. The second one was outside. I think that one, actually, the ball was outside of the Fox track.
Right, it was.
And then the third one.
It was right on the line.
It was a high strike, but they don't usually call that high strike.
Right.
So I think he was surprised.
He was calling them high and low. That's the weird.
Yeah. So when Victor came out, the first pitch to Victor was ridiculous.
It was.
That was low, clearly. And
did you see when Maben came up?
That's when Joyner got tossed. Was after Maben's at bat.
Well, Maben
was right after when Kinzer struck out looking again.
Hard to keep track. Boy, Kinzer is a vicious one. Brutal. So
this umpire, by the way, you know what his most famous moment was?
Was it the first game he did?
The Bartman ball.
Oh.
He was the left field ump for the
Bartman. Oh, he was?
Yeah, that Alou was petitioning.
No shit.
Yeah, that was him.
They were talking about, I think, the first game he ever did with the Tigers and Angels in 1996, was it?
97, I think. Yeah, I read this online today.
Okay, and what was the
It was a 14-inning game. His calls were so bad. There were 16 called third strikes.
Exactly. And he threw out a bunch of guys innings. In that game.
Yeah. The final pitch, like many of home plate umpires, Mike Everett's calls appeared so far outside that Detroit third baseman Phil Nevin.
Nevin
was playing third.
Oh, man.
In the on-deck circle, Darren Clark's at bat said, it was closer to me than it was to Tony. I almost swung at it. Nevin tossed his helmet towards Everett, and then as Everett walked through the Tiger dugout to go to his dressing room, Nevin fired a batting glove at the umpire, pretty much typifying how players, at least batters, felt towards Everett on Sunday. It's just so bizarre that it was almost comical, Tim Salmon said. It was pretty unbelievable, but the umpire was calling him both ways. So he's calling it shitty for both sides.
16 called strikes,
that makes
third
it better.
Strikes.
Yeah.
Please.
Tim Salmon of the Angels was ejected, so was Fryman.
Travis Fryman. What did Victor throw? Was that a bat?
His helmet. Launched his helmet.
Okay.
By the way, was that umpire part of the crew today, correct?
Yeah.
They rotate positions,
yep.
I wonder how abused he got today.
He's the crew chief, too.
Oh, he is the chief, okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's why he had a bodyguard, the second base umpire.
Yeah, third, yeah, got to protect the chief.
Do you hear about Edwin Encarnacion?
Yeah.
A little lawsuit. A model. Can we bring her up, by the way? Because I want to see how hot she is. This is not exactly when she was seen. Ashley LeBron is her name. Ashley LeBron. This little hussy was hanging out with Edwin Encarnacion and a teammate who's not named and a girlfriend, I guess, and they were hanging out. Anyway, she ends up banging the teammate three times with protection, all three times. Mm-hmm. And then somehow, this is crazy, not too long after that, and I guess she's from the Dominican Republic, she ends up hanging out in the Dominican Republic with Edward Encarnacion. And she has sex with him, mm-hmm, with no condom, mm-hmm, apparently a few times, and develops genital herpes and chlamydia. Upon which she says,
"And Encarnacion with a double."
Yeah. An unusual double off the field. That's the kind of double you'd rather not see in the scorebook.
Is Rowdy Chlamydia slots in for genital warts?
Ooh, call a doctor. Anyway,
so stupid. Taking a big lead off genital warts.
She's a stripper. She's not a model. Look at her.
Let me see.
Hoping to slide into syphilis.
Call that a model?
Is that your average modeling shot?
That's more of like a call girl.
Can we see some other
poses? Last time he was on base, he went all the way around for AIDS.
Maybe she's doing an escort thing on the side.
Hey, anyway, this happened in the Dominican Republic, right?
Yes.
Did she file in the United States?
She did.
Well, what's the point?
That is an issue, but her attorney says it's not going to matter. But we'll see. Anyway,
what?
If she has to refile, she will. But
okay.
But they think the case should be handled in the U.S. for various reasons I won't get into because it's a long story.
But he doesn't live here, does he?
He has a home in the Dominican Republic, but he spends a lot of time. I don't know. If you want to argue about that whole point,
okay. I'm just confused by it because
he plays in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Right? It makes no.
And then he lives in the Dominican Republic. But anyway, she filed suit against him because she asked him after they had sex, and she found out she had genital herpes and chlamydia.
Herpes, not warts. Warts.
Chlamydia stopping by for a visit. She asked him if he had either of these things, to which he said, I'm clean, and I've got papers to prove it.
Well.
And she said, Where are the
papers?
Yeah, let me see the papers. And I guess he didn't provide the papers.
Do you think he was like, it's around
a newspaper? Sunday paper?
Yeah, there it is.
Wouldn't you know, I left him in my room. What do you say? Just get on it. Just
fire
on it.
Here, that's right here. Yeah, made a fire with my cigarette and my papers.
Fire in the hole.
Just like Ed Cardacio made a fire that lady's crotch.
Anyway, by the way, did you know this year was a 10-year anniversary of the fire crotch thing with Brandon Davis?
It is?
Yeah, the Lindsay Lohan, Brandon Davis fire crotch deal is 10-year anniversary.
Who is keeping
TMZ. TMZ wrote a story yesterday regretting the fact that they did not acknowledge the 10-year anniversary in May of the Brandon Davis fire crotch.
It took months for it to come to light.
As they celebrated the 10-year anniversary of Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian entering this club while Tara Reid was behind a velvet rope and couldn't get in, and apparently Paris made this ha-ha face at her as she strolled in, and TMZ ran the story, and it was, you know, in your face, Tara Reid, one of those deals. Today was the anniversary of that.
That's funny.
But let's listen to the fire crotch business.
Happy anniversary.
Right, today,
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest, sweaty, orange anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it. She wants me to see it, but it sh**s out the freckles. It's orange, and it smells like diarrhea. So stop.
Paris loves it.
Oh, he's talking about you, Paris.
And who would want to f*** her?
Is that worthy of a 10-year celebration?
What?
Yeah.
You got a fire problem?
There we go.
All you guys would, of course, suck because you're f***ing desperate. Guys, step aside, please. Guys, step aside. Watch your car. Watch your car there, buddy. On it. F*** you, you dirty f***. All right?
Good old greasy bear.
That is embarrassing thing to say, but Lindsay Lohan, she's a fire crush.
Who's Paris talking with?
He knows he's on a roll.
Well, she
Paris,
just...
what's the latest with your relationship?
Okay, Lindsay Lohan? Would you f*** her? Would you f*** her? Just tell me the truth. Her dad's hotter than her. All right? Paris, what do you think of Lindsay?
Watch out. Watch the pole.
You have anything to say to Lindsay, Paris?
We think she's a fire crush. Or we know.
Are we going to the parking lot or fire crush?
I mean, we don't think that. We know it's obvious. Red pubic hair comes from inside her. She's like an orange tree.
Watch out.
Excuse me.
This guy's tie is so hot. This looks like a fucking vagina.
Brandon, please.
Paris, the fire crush lives.
Can you blow me a kiss over here, Paris? Paris, can you blow me? Lindsay's movie bomb?
What's her name? Fire Crutch movie bomb.
Get in the car and I'll fall.
Who? Fire what?
Fire Crutch.
Fire Crutch movie bomb.
Fire.
I got you.
Get in your car.
They just got a
Paris
shot her crotch.
Yikes. Oh, did they? At the end there? Paris could not. She was laughing so hard. I mean, okay, it was a little funny. But was it really that funny?
No.
Jesus.
No.
Easy room there.
I was just Googling. Good old Greasy Bear. See what he's been up to. He was partying with Paris 3 days ago. So they're still hanging out. They're still besties.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, did his brother Gummy Bear, remember the fat one?
Yeah, he died.
He died. Okay, yeah.
He did.
But does Paris have like a tether? She can't leave her? I mean, she's nowhere. She's...
I know. Well, she kind of disappeared. She's only 35.
Paris.
Oh, really?
You know, it's weird. I have not heard anything about Paris in the longest time. What's going on with her?
She's just still being rich. Still looks great. They were at some event together.
Does she have a kid or two?
No.
She's gotten.
She's really quiet.
She's not been married, has she?
Not that I know of.
You would think she would have one stupid. I regret that marriage.
She's sporting a ring in these pictures, but that.
Could just be...
You think she's pissed watching the VMAs tonight with Kim up there?
I don't know if she cares really.
I don't know.
You know, Kim was her intern.
That's what I'm saying. She started her career for you know. It's Paris's.
I think that certainly had to piss her off when Kim became so big, and her star is dimming at least. I mean, at a minimum, you don't hear about her, you don't see her. I mean,
she did the show with Richie. And that's it.
That was a long time ago.
That was like the last we've heard of her, really.
Yeah, I think she claims that she's a businesswoman and she's too busy running her empire.
Well, if you look at like her Twitter or her Instagram, it's all. Seven looks in 7 days. Shoot. You know, a bunch of ads.
Okay.
No talent ass clown.
I mean,
what do these people get paid for doing ads on their Twitter?
$10,000.
Is that how sick
she
is
probably,
that?
You know what? Doesn't she DJ too?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Is she actually a good DJ, or is it just because everyone wants to fuck the DJ so they pay a lot of money? I mean, how stupid is that? I mean, first of all, she's not going to sleep with anyone in the club.
God, she still looks great in these pictures.
I agree.
Though.
No,
look at that picture.
She's 35, you said, Mark?
Yeah.
She's absolutely hot. I'm really surprised that she's never dropped some giant jugs in there.
Yeah.
Dropped some Mondo implants in there.
She doesn't need. She looks silly with them.
No,
like a Kate Hudson?
Silly.
Oh, here she is.
Kate Hudson, she got some implants, but they're not that big. They're I think a tasteful.
She was tasteful. She was flat like a wall flat.
She was. That's why I thought it was a tasteful move.
Yeah, it wasn't a firm up or a lift. It was
No, it wasn't.
She had nothing.
She could have dropped two big boulders in there like a lot of people.
She, really, if you're going to do
as
it,
well,
might as well,
yeah.
Right? She went with a beak up.
Never heard Joe Francis. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Paris.
Right.
Oh. Oh wow, she. Wait, they were an item. They were, weren't they?
For how long?
A minute.
I mean, there's pictures of them together that are clearly not. That's not. Those aren't friendly pictures. I mean, she's topless. He's got
friends
his arms around her.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's your girl, Mark.
Who's that? Oh, right, Riri. This is like her fifth performance tonight, by the way.
Oh, Rihanna?
Yeah.
Are they short on help tonight?
Well, you know,
back in line, Rihanna.
She's winning the Lifetime Achievement Award they do, but I don't know why she's performing five separate times.
Isn't it kind of silly giving a Lifetime Achievement to someone who's 23?
Right. 23.
She's been in the business for 5 years.
She's been around longer than that.
She's not been around that long.
No. Oh, probably 11 years, I would think.
Okay, 11 years. Let's be real about it. 11 years, a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Well, if you're...
the junior Lifetime Achievement or something. It's,
if your target audience, like you said, is 12 to 24.
She's too old.
I would think to win a Lifetime Achievement Award, you should be at least 35 years old.
Well, then who the hell would they give it to?
I don't know. Some of the... There are people who are older than that who are certainly worthy.
I mean, what is, that would accept?
Who's in the Michael Jackson demo or age group?
How about Justin Timberlake?
I love you, Prince.
Well, he's the same age as her, pretty much.
I mean, JT's already won. I'm pretty sure JT won with NSYNC.
Oh, NSYNC, the boy band.
How old do you think Rihanna is?
What is she, 35?
28.
28. Okay, Lifetime Achievement Award, 28. Fucking stupid. I stand by my
doesn't count
claim. That's ridiculous.
But she has been performing for 11 years on the national stage.
All right, whatever. I noticed there was a...
More than that, 13.
There was a probably...
Nobody cares.
...long overdue editorial today in the paper about DMC nasty instruments.
Those dirty bastards.
This is one of the most insane stories. Honestly, I can't even believe this is true, but... based on, we talked about it yesterday at some length, improperly sterilized instruments can trigger infection, septic shock, and even death. And yet the DMC, despite repeated warnings from medical staff, has allowed the unsafe conditions to continue for more than a decade. This is an outrageous endangerment of patient lives and a shocking indication of poor management practices at the Detroit facilities. What's disturbing most is the DMC has been fully aware of the issue and did little until recently to address it. They then get into, and this is interesting, how the news studied more than 200 pages of the internal emails. Reports showed surgeons and staffers have complained on numerous occasions about dirty instruments as well as some broken and missing implements in surgical kits. The paper found that in one recent 17-month period, Children's Hospital, part of the DMC system, registered 186 complaints about dirty, missing, or incomplete instrument sets. And by the way, this is highly uncommon to get any significant amount of complaints at other hospitals.
Yeah.
You don't get piles, and people don't complain about this. It's extremely unusual. In some cases, tools that haven't been sterilized properly cause surgeons to stall operations ranging from appendectomies and brain surgeries to cleft palate repair and spinal fusions. Patients would be kept under anesthesia while instruments were replaced and sometimes operations were canceled.
What?
This is just under incredible. It's mind-boggling. Canceled. We're putting patients at risk frequently and now canceling up to 10 cases a week. Four unions represent the workers whose job it is to sterilize the implements. The emails and memos received by the news indicate that attempts to discipline or dismiss employees responsible for the shoddy work are almost never successful. Isn't that nice to hear? That the union members who are responsible for putting forth unclean, unsterilized tools for surgeons to use are so supported by their unions that they're never dismissed. Well, they say almost never successful. But put the blame where it belongs at the top. DMC Chief Administration Officer Conrad Mallett said, "We are not negligent. We are concerned." After 10 years?
Does that include children's hospitals?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
all of them.
It does. Wow.
Were most of them at children's or no?
Well, they said...
The big story, they really... Yeah, the girl.
In that one period, they had 186 complaints about dirty, missing, or incomplete instrument sets. Those were at children's hospital.
Is it pretty tough to scrub a needle or a...
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's really tough.
It's harder than it used to be. The one story that they had that I read, one of the problems is you have to have new technology and new training, of which they had neither. So, way to go.
I'll say this about DMC. I will not have surgery at DMC. If something were to happen where I need surgery, God, I hope I never do, or not in the near future, I would not even consider. Would you think of having surgery at DMC right now?
Heck, no chance.
Henry
Ford's right next
door. If Charlotte needed surgery, would you consider? I wouldn't even consider it. No, and I know...
It's unfortunate.
Do you think it's... Is this a... Maybe it's fairly common. I mean, not at this extent.
It's not.
But 10 years.
Yeah. 10 years.
You were just saying, though, that it's... Very abnormal.
No, it's a unique problem here. And the amazing thing is that it's been going on this long, and they've known about it all this time.
That's what I was saying. I was going to ask you, Drew, how many people knew about it? Because we know those emails were floating around from doctor to doctor, and it's hard to find because of privacy laws.
Well,
but there were multiple complaints. So
here's what we know. We know that the news studied more than 200 pages of internal emails, 200 pages of internal emails and reports. So that's over 200 pages worth. Wow. So obviously a lot of people knew about it. A lot of people were writing about it. A lot of people were responding about it.
You and I could have 200 emails back and forth, especially over 10 years. About a one.
Well,
topic.
They said they studied more than 200 pages of it. They didn't say this is all there was. It just showed a pattern of surgeons and staffers complaining on numerous occasions about dirty instruments over a 10-year period.
Wow.
As well as broken, missing implements in surgical kits.
Not that it's their responsibility, but aren't you wondering, like, maybe if there's a doctor that had complained continuously over 5 years, maybe they would have gone to the media sooner? Not that it's their responsibility.
Did they specify what these instruments are? Are they just common?
All kinds of surgical. Everything? A lot of the ones that are hard to clean are like the scope type things.
Right. Wow,
that have holes in them.
Astonishing. I think it would start there.
This is just a 17-month period they were looking at, where they had 186 complaints about dirty, missing, or incomplete instrument sets. So 186 complaints over 17 months. It's over 10 a month they're getting.
Wow.
From, you know, surgeons, nurses. I don't know. This is just so insane. All I can say is I can't imagine how anyone would have surgery at this hospital in the near future. And I can't imagine why they don't shut it down and say, look, we cannot, until this is solved, we're not doing surgeries here. And I don't know why the surgeons don't do that or the people that do this. I would think this is so basic and so standard.
That's where it should start, right? That should be the number one,
God, that's tough. I don't know. I mean, what do you do? Because there's probably a backlog of surgeries waiting to be done anyway.
But non-sterilized surgical tools?
No, it doesn't get worse than that.
It doesn't get worse. It does not.
Now, you want to hear the fun story of the day that just came across?
Sure.
I'll let you a couple guesses as to who is going to be on the cover of the New York Post Monday morning.
Britney Spears?
No.
Kanye.
Nothing to do. You don't know what the story is yet.
Oh.
But it's somebody that's been on the cover plenty of times. It's in another scandal.
Trump?
Nope. New scandal. Close, though. Your politician. Former politician.
Chris Christie?
Who we've talked about a lot. You're getting closer.
Wiener!
Anthony Wiener.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
What's going on with Wiener?
He's at it again.
Yes.
Nice.
Here's the story.
Wiener never stopped giving.
Anthony Wiener sexted Busty Brunette while his son was in bed with him. This is babysitting, Anthony Wiener style. While his wife, Huma Abedin, travels the country campaigning for Hillary Clinton, the disgraced ex-congressman has been sexting with a busty brunette out west, even sent her a lurid crotch shot with his toddler son in the picture. You can see it. He's like topless, and he takes his picture and the baby's right there. The stay-at-home cat shot the revealing photo while discussing massage parlors near my old apartment, quote-unquote, shortly after 3 a.m. on July 31st, 2015. A screenshot of the exchange shows Wiener was clearly aroused by his conversation when the 40-something divorcee... Oh, she was that chick is 40?
Wow.
She's hot as hell. Wait till you see her.
I got to see her.
And Jay, pull up New York Post has a couple...
God, this guy loves his dick.
Oh, and he can't keep it under control. He abruptly changed the subject. Someone just climbed in my bed, Wiener wrote. Really? She responded. Wiener then hit send on the cringe-inducing image, which shows a bulge in his white Jockey brand boxer briefs while his son is cuddled up to his left, wrapped in a light green blanket.
He loves those briefs.
I know.
Because they really do show the bulge.
That's why I wear them. You do realize you can see your Wiener in the pic, the woman wrote. Get it? Your Wiener, because the kid's a Wiener, too. Moments after forwarding the photo, Wiener freaked out over the possibility he had accidentally posted it publicly, just as he did during the infamous episode that forced him to resign from Congress in 2011. I forgot that he had to pretend that it was hacked. Like, that was so long ago in the saga of Carlos Danger. Like, I totally forgot the first image.
Yeah.
He claimed he was hacked for the longest time. And then he wrote, I was scared. For half a second, I thought I posted something. Stop looking at my crotch, Wiener wrote back. Whatever, you did it on purpose, she replied. Oh, I see you thought you posted your TL, not DM. Shit happens, be careful, she added.
I love the headline. Pop Goes the Wiener.
Yeah.
And she is hot.
She is a self-avowed supporter of Donald Trump and the NRA, who's used Twitter to bash both President Obama and Clinton. You think she did it on purpose? Screenshots show the chats began in January of 2015.
Wait, how did this come out?
If it began in January of 2015, nobody knew Trump was running then.
Why did this come out? How did it come out?
I imagine she sent them to the Post. Doesn't say how they got them.
I assume that, but they don't say one way or the other.
Doesn't say, no.
Okay.
Wiener repeatedly invited her to visit him in New York City, she said. We never met. Oh, okay. So she did. They interviewed her, asked for comments. Wiener admitted he and the woman have been friends for some time. She asked me not to comment except to say that our conversations were private, often included pictures of her nieces and nephews and my son were always appropriate, he said. He sent a dozen selfies to her, most of them showing himself posing shirtless to flaunt his well-toned physique. Have you seen the pictures of him that he sent?
Are you more than 7 inches? God, where are drops, for crying out loud?
One is a near replica of the crotch shot he first tuned him into a national laughing stock.
Near replica.
He's wearing white boxer briefs instead of gray ones. Wiener wrote, my mood, before sending the overtly sexual pic on June 14th, 2015. So it's been over a year, prompting the woman to respond, oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
How can this chick not unload this guy? How humiliated does she have to be to want to be out of this marriage?
Does that beat the Maine governor's voicemail?
Oh, LaRoe, what's his name? He's a tea partier. I can't remember his name.
He's a governor, Maine, right?
Yeah, but he's what's his name? Larry LaRoe.
LePage.
What's his first name?
Paul.
Paul LePage.
What did LePage do?
Oh, he went on a tirade, left a state representative a voicemail.
Yeah, last week.
Very explicit. Yeah. Basically.
Was Wiener boring you, Don? You didn't want to hear any more about Wiener's dick? What, you got? Nobody wants to hear more about Wiener's dick?
It doesn't.
Apparently not. I don't know. Was there anything more new or interesting about Wiener's dick?
Well, it's the same old thing.
I'm kind of wienered out.
He's got a...
I mean, he did say, I'd put someone's eyes out with this thing.
Looks like he's...
Oh, God.
Looks like he's working out a little more.
I'm always raging after the gym, he wrote, in reference to his genitalia.
This guy's raging about...
In other words, he's always hard after he works out, Drew.
Oh, God.
The woman sent Wiener a selfie and showed her in a cleavage-bearing red lace dress. Wiener's response was, holy fuckity fuck!
Fuckity fuck.
It's pretty good. Holy fuckity fuck.
Another shot of her standing next to a woman at the same event, prompting her to write, conjured some high school fantasies. Obviously about a threesome. She is hot, this chick, man. Woo.
Her body.
Yeah, she is.
They show a picture of her face?
No, she blocks it out. At one point, she sent a shot of herself wearing a pair of black tights with a rip in the rear near the midline, along with the message, buns of steel.
Oh,
and he responded... I'll need a bigger hole, adding a smiling emoji with its tongue sticking out. A sexed fiend admitted to fantasizing about her, saying, guess who visited me in a dream last night / this morning? Obviously. In another message, he blamed her for keeping him awake the previous night. I did not sleep well. Horny as fuck, he wrote. Ew. When she suggested it was a disease, he wrote back, you're the carrier. He even confessed to masturbating while thinking about her, calling her, quote, literally a fantasy chick, end quote. And I mean literally, so now you know how I got to sleep last night, adding a purple demon emoji. Knock it off, Wiener! Danger!
Does Wiener create his own emojis for, you know?
There could be
one. A demon one's pretty standard.
She sent him a cartoon image of a pump bottle of hand lotion and a box of tissues. He responded with a graphic homemade text and emoji image of an ejaculating penis. Okay, enough of that, she wrote back. Yeah, I taxed myself too much on that one. So anyways, what are you wearing? He wrote while, of course, adding an emoji of a fucking winking, tongued-out face.
Well, he does add emojis now, so it's a little different than his old.
Yeah. He is learning emojis.
Let's talk about Kennedy.
Wow. Let's get together. I'm a big wheel in this town. Oh, gross. I think the grossest.
Wheel. It's not a big wheel in this town.
I think the grossest thing he wrote was, I taxed myself too much on that one.
I taxed myself
too
much?
Yeah, as if he was just going.
Oh, yeah. It was too hard to pound it.
Yeah. Wiener, please don't ever change.
Wow.
That must be a fun household to be in, considering he's sexting everybody and she's on every email between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department.
Who are you more than 7 inches?
Hey, there it is. Yeah. Where the hell is Uma?
She's been traveling with Hilldog.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's got the 2-year-old, and she figured, hey, how much trouble we can get into. He's got my.
Oh, man, it's like 4 inches long.
He's got my kid with him. Yeah.
His text about, before I text myself way too much on that one.
Yeah.
The sexual text he sent was 8 ... D with the spray, the water spray, the 3 drops. But you know, 8 ... D, if you write that out, looks like a penis. So, of course, he adds 5 ... signs because he's so huge. Wiener! Oh, my gosh.
8 ... D. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
You never wrote that in high school or whatever?
No,
I bored in math and just wrote 8 ... D?
Not done that. Was not aware of that. I'm terribly naive, apparently.
Oh, man.
We are. You know what she's going to be most pissed about?
Huma?
Yeah.
The kid.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The kid being in the picture.
The kid's crashing.
Probably, like, far from the worst thing he did, too.
Oh, he's beat off in the same room as that kid.
Oh, man. I know, with the kid sitting there.
Oh, asleep, hopefully.
That's nice.
Hey, it's two.
The tabloids.
Kid doesn't know.
Were fairly chock full of goodies this week, including... the number one story, and actually it's right at the front of Us magazine, it's in the other ones too, but without getting too far into it, it's the Johnny Depp and Amber split.
Yeah, Amber Heard.
And how stupid, I don't understand why she demanded all this money and then she gives it away.
What do you mean?
Well, she demanded a settlement.
Yeah, well, she's giving it away.
They were together for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, in my opinion, you got an actress who's worth about $10 million. We saw her celebrity net worth. And actually, I've read, and don't make fun of celebrity net worth, because I've read a lot about this story, and it seems to be pretty well agreed that this chick has millions of dollars. She's not hurting
for money.
She's
pretty well known, yeah.
Yeah, she's made some movies, and they've done fairly well.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, in my world, if I were one of these two people... I would say, okay, let's just split. You keep your shit. I'll keep mine.
What's his celebrity net worth, though?
Oh, his is like $450 million.
Oh, there you go.
But I personally, I'm just saying if it was me, if I had $10 million and I was getting divorced from somebody, and I was 28 years old with a career in Hollywood, I would say, hey, whatever. I don't need your money.
What if you?
I would be more proud than that.
Oh, I know. But if you had $450 and she's nagging you and you just go, okay, here's
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
Right, right. But I'm talking about her point of view. I don't think she needs any of his money, and I would be proud to say, look, I don't want your money. I'm moving on. Good luck. That's just me.
Well, but maybe it was punitive from her stance to punish him for, I don't know.
That's exactly what it is. But isn't that kind of bullshit to say? I mean...
If you did abuse her...
I don't know. For her to be self-righteous about it, like, I'm going to take your money to... As a way of settling the egregious things you did to me. I think that's kind of bogus.
Did you say she's donating it, though?
Yeah, she's giving the money away.
To who?
Yeah, but he gave it to charity.
Oh, so he gets the write-off?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well,
what's the point of that? So he gets the write-off. She wants to take his money to give to charity because if she didn't take anything, he wouldn't be punished at all for this. But then she's letting him take the tax write-off. Well, come on, isn't this just ridiculous? Isn't the whole thing just obscene?
So you just wanted her to leave, just be gone, be away.
Personally, if I felt the way,
but well, she's not I, pressing I charges
tell,
now, right?
I can't tell you how she feels. No, she's not pressing any charges against him.
Yeah.
Although you know, it's in every way, shape, or form, she's let the world know that he was abusive to her. I mean,
yeah,
she's definitely
won the court of public opinion with the videos and the texts.
She said she and her estranged finalized the settlement August 17th. Their relationship was intensely passionate, at times volatile, Heard said.
Well, we saw that video. Remember the wine video?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, he was out of control in a joint statement, but was always bound by love. That's the last the exes who traded accusations of abuse and infidelity will ever say publicly about their four-year romance. As part of their deal, the Danish girl actress was awarded $7 million of Depp's estimated $400 million. In a statement, Heard announced
how much?
$7 million.
Seven. Oh.
Heard announced she will donate the entire sum to the ACLU with a particular focus to stop violence against women and the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. She also dismissed her restraining order petition and both will adhere to a gag order. Amber signed it and agreed not to speak about the relationship again. They won't speak to each other either. They don't want to see each other ever again.
I predict he reaches out some drunken night.
Oh, yeah.
Or drunken morning in his case.
So, oh, God.
And she's allegedly with who now? Not Billy Bob.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, okay. I thought Elon Musk was the... Was
Billy Bob has cornered his way in there, allegedly. I don't know.
Did Elon pile into her once?
Elon Musk allegedly piled into her first.
And then got his Tesla and went... peeled out of the driveway.
Billy Bob apparently cornered his way in there.
In his Tesla.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what's breaking?
They're calling Britney Spears' performance epic.
What?
Oh, come on.
Who's they? Bullshit.
US Weekly is one.
It was so unepic.
Epic.
It was
epic
so
return.
Epic.
So not.
We're talking. Well, Us Weekly's not going to say anything bad about her.
Well, at least the LA Times did.
What'd they say?
Yeah, I would trust
fizzled.
Their opinion more.
She fizzled.
Yeah.
That sums it up.
By the way, we were talking about, before the show, Kanye, the video he showed with the really hot chick in it, and I told you I was watching. I'm like,
whoa,
that's Iman Shumpert in
there. It was.
It was because that's his fiance. I didn't know. I had no idea. But
his fiance? Oh.
The hot piece of ass in Kanye's video is Iman Shumpert's fiance.
And it was.
But when I was watching, I'm like, that looks like Iman Shumpert. And then at the very end, I'm like, wait, I'm pretty certain that's Iman Shumpert. And sure enough, it was. That's his piece of ass. She's hot, man.
Hey, is anybody watching the Bachelor in Paradise, perchance?
Negative.
Okay.
Now, once I knew that, what's-his-face was kicked off? Chad.
Yeah, true.
When's Chad get his own show? When's Chad in Paradise?
Great question.
Great.
There are all kinds of feuds
there'd
going on.
A lot
on.
Of protein in that paradise.
Yes, protein in paradise. all kinds of feuds going on in The Voice, apparently.
Oh, yeah, with Miley.
Yeah, Miley and...
I could see that. She's trying
Adam,
to take over.
Adam can't stand her. Producer freaking out fans will be turned off by troubles of the judges.
Did you see the special?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, she was so annoying. She was...
Miley?
Yeah, she was...
Did she do this then? Did she go...
She was all over it. Like, she was the it.
Yeah, I knew that. You know that would happen. There's no love lost between Miley and Adam. He's dreading when they start working together on a daily basis. Miley fueled the feud with Adam when the former Disney star appeared as an advisor last year and began interrupting the Maroon 5 frontman on camera. Adam would get agitated when Miley would interrupt him, and she enjoyed getting under his skin. He says she's got a rude mouth. Ironically, Miley was hired for her outrageousness. Now they're trying to get her to reel back. But she's used to being over the top all the time. It's hard on Adam to deal with a new diva. And so there you go. Cher is going apeshit on Trump. I don't know. Did you see her? She gave a speech last week at some, I don't know where it was, but.
Cher? Who cares what Cher
is? I know. Really, who could. I could.
Is she making plans to move? I hope.
Yeah, she's.
I would expect her to leave the country.
Streisand.
She's also.
Get a ship.
Cher's also upset because Chaz is apparently. Weighing in at a scale-crushing 345 pounds.
Oh, Bono!
Chaz is huge. I got to find
Chaz.
The story.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big bummer.
How much scale-crushing what?
345 scale-crushing pounds.
Ooh, and he's only like 5'5", isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a tiny little guy. That beard. He's got a thicker beard than I do.
I know. The 5'5", 47-year-old transgender reality star dropped an incredible... 165
He's got
pounds.
A bigger dick than me too.
Hanging out with Rob Kardashian, I see, huh?
Before gaining it back to a crushing the scales at a whopping 345.
Oh! At 5'6".
And she's pissed about it.
Yeah, Cher's upset. Cher's convinced the weight swings will kill her sex swapper, according to insiders. After all, Chaz has put his body through transitioning from female to male to his fluctuating weight. Cher feels it can't take much more. Yo-yo dieting is among the worst.
Cher, no.
I don't know. Maybe she's talked to some of these doctors who have not treated Chaz, by the way. Story. She has a struggle with gender identity, ultimately transitioning to man, but his ongoing battle with the bulge has become a ticking time bomb waiting to explode.
You need to get up off your fat ass and lose some of that goddamn weight.
Earlier this summer, check this out, Chaz stunned onlookers during a dinner date in Hollywood by wolfing down massive amounts of pasta.
Dinner date with himself and a bowl of pasta?
It's always pasta.
Chaz was gulping down huge amounts of food like it was his last meal. But he took breaks from stuffing his face to slobber all over his pretty Asian girlfriend.
He's got an Asian girlfriend?
Yeah, apparently. She still shares not being overly sympathetic of her son's struggles. It's no surprise she's pulling back her purse strings. Oh,
she still
gives Chaz money, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to blackmail
him. Wait a sec. Didn't he make a lot of money off that book?
Not enough.
I think he would.
A lot of food.
Yeah.
A lot of bowls of pasta.
He ate his advance.
Did you order you something to eat?
They gave him an advance. He's like, oh, look at this. I can go eat like crazy.
Going to the buffet.
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Bowls of pasta.
There's a story.
I'll start all you can eat bowl.
The Enquirer has a story about Depp. Unlike the last one, it's about his family members are trying to get him to go into rehab.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I said when I saw that.
Bad.
Amber Heard, that he's a mess. Mm-hmm. He's obviously an alcoholic. If he's drinking in the morning like that, it just doesn't look good. And then there's a Will Smith story. This is interesting. I don't think this is going to shock anyone.
I want the tooth.
In a bombshell that could destroy Will Smith's beleaguered marriage, the megastar has been dragged into a $1 million hush money scheme with his rumored gay lover.
The explosive, what?
The explosive cover-up involves...
Was it Jazzy Jeff?
No, it's not Jazzy Jeff. The explosive cover-up involves the bankruptcy of actor Dwayne Martin, who claims that Will secretly coughed up the cash to save his pal from losing his home. What's more, according to court documents, information about the shady deal was hidden on Dwayne's personal laptop, along with photos and videos the actor desperately fought to keep top secret. Will's ultra-close relationship with Dwayne first came to light in November 2011 when the two men partied hard during a vacation together on Trinidad without their wives.
Whoa.
Despite that, Suicide Squad star Will and his wife Jada are known to be best pals with Dwayne and his wife, actress Tisha Campbell Martin. Will's fishy financial links to Dwayne came to light after the Martins fell for Chapter 7 in January, claiming they owed $15 million. The trustee presiding over the case suspected the Martins had been diverting funds to avoid paying creditors and demanded Dwayne's laptop. And according to the trustee, the Martins raised every excuse in the book not to turn it over. Mm. They claimed it contained personal photos, which are confidential, privileged, and confidential communications with other public figures. And it became known that it was with the Smith family somehow.
How was your vacation?
And that Will had inexplicably given him all this money to avoid bankruptcy.
Could you imagine?
It's a good friend.
What
huh?
a man. Well, Will's got so much money.
More than Will's
friend.
Money.
Could you imagine, though, if he came out like and just divorced Jada and came out as gay? And
oh, my
gay.
God. Be a monster story.
Wild.
Yeah, it would. But we've heard they have an open marriage anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
we have.
They're forever.
You know how I know she's a great actress, Jada Pinkett?
Oh.
Because remember when we had her in studio?
Yes.
And I thought she was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't stand any public appearance she makes. Like, remember she was the big push behind the Oscars So White because Will didn't didn't get a nomination
right.
because for I Want the Tooth. Because he's a bad actor.
It was terrible. I know. The movie was awful. I mean, it wasn't an awful movie. He was awful.
Did you like him as Ali?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Okay.
I thought he's made some really stupid movies lately. Yeah. The movie was a action figure or whatever. Or a superstar.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Right.
Which bombed.
No, when he was bombed? The guy that could fly and everything.
He was a superhero?
He could fly, yeah. He was. Really? He had a name.
Oh, the drunk superhero thing?
No. Kind of was sort of the troubled superhero?
Yeah. That Was that really
he
Marvel?
Could fly.
Okay. I never saw it.
I don't know what the name of it was, but it was stupid.
How about the Kevin James vehicle, Hitch?
Yeah, Hitch was bad.
God, that was popular.
The Pursuit of...
People like that stupid movie.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
That was very popular. His celebrity net worth, by the way, $260 million.
Woo, buddy.
The movie, the other...
Minus 15.
Incredibly stupid movie. Yeah, minus 15. incredibly stupid movie he's in is the one where he starts giving away all his organs. Because
what?
Is it called 7 Seconds to...
I don't remember that.
He's going to ring up his IMDb.
God, I don't think I've seen a Will Smith movie in years then.
There's like 60, 70 of them.
Oh, Hancock was the name.
Yes.
Yeah. Never saw it.
Okay, 7 Pounds. 7 Pounds is the movie.
What year was that?
And 2008.
Okay.
And I saw him on Oprah, and Oprah would just declare this to be, oh my God, this movie, it will blow you away.
Oh God,
you won't believe how much your life can change in 10 seconds. And what the movie was, for some reason, Will Smith is making friends with these odd people, or his character's making friends with these strange people. You can't figure out why he's making friends with them. They're all people who seem to have medical maladies.
Mm-hmm.
And like this one lady, I think her kid needs a kidney, and he donates his kidney to this kid that she barely knows the guy. Then
it was touching.
I don't know. He donates part of his liver to somebody. He just keeps doing stupid stuff like that. And what happens? You find this out towards the end of the movie. They give you little hints here and there. He was in a car accident. His car skidded. You know, it wasn't his fault, but he hit someone head on, and like six people were killed.
And so he was giving back.
Yes, he was trying to bring six people back to life with his body organs, including his heart, which he was killing himself at the end of the movie.
Oh,
and he was using what the fuck was he using at the end of the movie to kill himself? It was some giant, like, Portuguese man-o-war or something in the bathtub. It was so stupid. I don't think it was a Portuguese man-o-war, but it was something. He had something that was killing him in the bathtub at the end of the movie. Somebody will email us and explain to me. Is there anything in the plot there making you read? Maybe check a review or none of you guys saw that movie?
No.
I
mean, does that sound like the most ridiculous movie?
You must have been drinking then.
7 pounds?
7 pounds.
True story?
Oh, yeah. Very true. Very true.
Let's see.
He's like doing stupid stuff like giving up his organs.
Is his character Ezra? Does that sound right?
Tell me what Ezra does and I'll tell you.
I don't know. I just jumped to the end. No, he's Tim Thomas, the goalie. Tim Thomas.
Okay.
He's the goalie, Tim Thomas. Tim fills a motel bathtub with ice water to preserve his vital organs, calls 911. Emergency reports his own suicide, climbs into the tub, releases his box of jellyfish.
It was jellyfish. It was a Portuguese man-o-war.
Rams his tentacles around its arm, causing a quick but excruciating, painful death. You know, I was just looking at his full list of movies. I'll admit I liked the first Men in Black way back in 97.
Okay.
Bad Boys is good.
Bad Boys is phenomenal.
Already.
Independence Day, nah. Other than that, there's only one other movie he's ever done that I've seen that I like, and that's
Annie.
Yeah, Left. Oh God, The Wake of Enzene Wallace, whatever her name is. No, I Am Legend, which is kind of like the
Omega I Am
Man.
Legend. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Other than that, I'm like looking at all his other movies. And I'm like, God, did not like that. Did not like that. And then most of them I haven't seen.
Didn't he do The Karate Kid?
Well, his kid did.
Wasn't he in it, though?
Yeah, he was.
What did he do in that?
He was it was a small role.
Was it a remake?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was it good?
His son was...
Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan.
What's his name? Ralph's.
Yeah, Ralph
Macho? Macho?
Yeah, he was... Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
No? Okay. So it was totally unnecessary. Totally pointless.
And I refuse to see Concussion.
Doing a remake of something like that and doing a shitty job, it's like, wow, what was the point of that?
Oh, by the way, Concussion?
Did you see Concussion, Drew?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It wasn't a terrible movie. No, it wasn't that bad, but his character was ridiculous. It had a stupid accent.
Budget of $57 million. What do you think its box office was?
I can't remember if it did well or not, so I'm going to say 60.
50.3.
Okay.
So it lost money.
Yeah. All the Bloids are all over this Sean King, Larry King story, and they also included the text so that they did redact. I have a large cock. They blacked out cock.
You have to come in for a fitting.
Really? Yeah. Well, we'll begin fittings in the afternoon. Good. If memory serves me, it's a perfect fit. I can't remember that far back. Why did he say that?
Because I'm as old as Larry.
That mean because I haven't banged her in a long time?
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to get her to put out ASA penis.
But if
ASA penis.
ASA penis. I love that.
As soon as penis possible.
But if we're really going to be able to spend all these hours together, should I get a hotel, right? For the audition? Oh, for the fittings?
For the fittings.
Shut up.
Holy.
Stop acting so... Cut it out, King.
Holy fuckity fuck.
She responds that, yes, auditions are best held at hotels.
Okay,
When you're auditioning for a role, yeah, that's right, King.
Scarborough, Maine, hello.
Larry.
As much as we mock wiener. At least he's got better sexting abilities than that dude.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Although he's got far more experience. mean, he doesn't. He's been doing it nonstop for 5 years.
No doubt. The cover story on the Inquirer this week, or no, actually, is it the Globe? Yeah, the Inquirer is, I sold cocaine to Matt Lauer.
Oh, God. Can you imagine Lauer on cocaine?
Not really. No, I can't. But let's look into this. I think it's an important story, isn't it?
Yeah.
They have at the bottom a series of pictures of all the females he supposedly banged while he's been married.
Oh, from Natalie Morales.
Katie Couric, Lara Spencer, Lucy
Lara
Fink.
Spencer?
Julie Bowen.
Julie Bowen?
Yep.
From Modern Family?
Apparently he loves that chick. Wow. Had her on the Today Show a lot, like more than she probably should have been on.
Modern Family, also from Happy Gilmore.
And Katie Couric, they talk about her having a crush on him or admitting she had a crush on him at one point, but I don't think that happened.
He probably put in her butt while that camera was being pulled out.
Under the guise of getting a camera in her ass. Well, we'll just attach it to my penis. That'd be the easiest way of getting it in there. What do you say?
Look into
this
lens.
There we go. Yeah. Let me back up a little bit. Let's get a zoom out, zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out. Got to shoot it off in there somehow, so we got it in there, permanently.
Oh, God.
NBC's Rio Olympics poster boy, Matt Lauer, has been caught in a career-killing drug scandal. In a Bombshell World exclusive today. This is a Bombshell World exclusive.
I think the funniest part of that to me was that she would be naive as to what was going on. Okay, I guess we're doing this colonoscopy.
Well, I'm very dedicated to this cause, and if you think putting on your penis is the best way to do it, it seems like it would make sense.
All right, go. I'm sorry. The poster boy, the Rio Olympic poster boy.
The Today Show star's drug dealer claimed he sold 58-year-old Matt the illegal drug 5 to 6 times and added, I also gave Matt a cocaine a couple times, and I started with him 5 or 6 times. He would come to my house, we'd do 2 or 3 lines of coke together, and we'd hang out. 2 or 3 times, I sold Matt a half a gram of cocaine for about $100. Let's see, a half a gram for $100?
No, the only...
I might be ripping Matt off there.
If he's going to this guy's house and doing it, because wouldn't you think Lauer just want the coke for...
Did he stay the night?
Well, yeah. Wouldn't you think he'd want it for the show? Because he's getting up at, 2 a.m. Well,
oh, okay. Yeah.
I guess the dealer could have still been up. But I'm like, what dealer's awake at 4 a.m.? But it is New York
City.
Probably
a coke dealer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I would think... I wouldn't think he'd want to be dealing with a coke dealer on his way to work at 2 in the morning. It's kind of a pain in the ass.
Well, when's he doing it?
Because the guy's going to make him wait an hour and a half.
It's not like Lauer's doing it at night.
I got to be at Today's show. Come on, dude. Look, I'm waiting for a guy. I'm waiting for a call. And right with you. Hang in there. Relax. You're sitting in a limo outside my apartment. Jeez.
Furiously texting.
I got to do the Today's show, though, man. Don't you have the paper? Can't you read in the limo while you're waiting, man?
Furiously reaching out to Roker to see if Roker's got any extra. Get him through the show.
Roker, you got any bumps?
Calling him with bullshit excuses every 20 minutes. Why he's going to be later. Man, my limo got a flat. This sucks. Another flat? Yeah, we had 2.5 hours.
Looks like you even slept in a day.
Well, man, can't you just get out and ride the subway? No, no, no. Too many people recognize me.
Yeah, I can't take a cab, and paid for this limo.
Man, we could send a car. No, 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 I don't want to put it. I don't put anybody out.
Wouldn't he pay Roker to go get it, though?
Yeah, right. Well, how else did Roker lose all that weight?
So let's see, where's this thing go? With the beak-nosed broadcaster's whopping $20 million a year salary in line, TV industry insider claimed Matt's illegal drug use could be devastating for his high-flying career. Why do we need somebody to speculate on that? How stupid.
It'd be good for his career.
Might not hurt his career.
He can do all the extra hours of the Today Show.
If his ratings are good, he stays. If his ratings suck, he goes. Doesn't matter how much coke he doesn't do or does do. When the show's producer finds out about his drug use, it could torpedo his career, said one source.
No, they won't care.
Matt's go-to dealer. I don't think this is his go-to dealer.
Go-to dealer.
He went to the guy 5 or 6 times. I don't think it's his go-to dealer. he aced a lie detector test, proving his allegations against the anchor since 1997. Probably the lie detector. Hey. He passed with flying colors, an expert polygraph has said of the Inquirer's well-placed snitch.
That's usually how they're judged, by the way, the top
yes,
levels.
Flying colors.
Flying colors.
According to the supplier, Matt's descent into cocaine use began when he was in his early, no, his late 20s, working at WJAR in Providence, Rhode Island. Matt was co-hosting a local version of PM. God, I didn't realize he did putsy jobs like PM Magazine. Can't you see him doing PM Magazine?
Well, that's why. It's probably where, you know, he got his skills
Today's
show.
Matt kind of laughed and acted a little shocked when I offered him some cocaine that night. His initial answer was no. But he came back to me later and said, I changed my mind. We went outside the studio door and snorted some cocaine from a little vial I had. I could tell definitely it wasn't the first time he'd done it. He knew how to snort it deep into his nose. He knew how to operate the vial, too.
Operate the vial.
He had a six-shooter or something. And Lauer was an expert with it. Unfortunately, Matt
wrote his own straw.
Word of his cork snorting got around, and the station's boss asked him point blank, "Are you using cocaine?" Lauer talked his way out of the jam because his job remained
really
ineffective.
Fast.
Matt continued to use coke and even started hanging out with a dealer. Matt came over to my house to party on three or other occasions. Then he'd head home to his then wife Nancy Alspaugh, who was working in Providence at another station. Mac and the court snorting crowd he hung out with were younger then, dumber, added the dealer.
Yeah, you could see him hanging out at a crack house.
Obviously, sure. Matt's come to his senses. Matt Lauer cocaine scandal. Not true, despite reports. What?
What? No, it's
bummer.
It's got to be true.
Did they make a correction or something?
No, it's a different guy.
Turns out he failed. He failed the
net worth. Oh, net worth?
Guy passed it with flying colors.
No, he failed it with flying
before,
colors.
Before and after the cocaine habit. Net worth? 60 before, 25
after?
Well,
he makes $20 million a year, right?
I'm not having it. The guy passed with flying colors. No ifs, ands, or buts. Lauer doing blow. Big time. Flying colors.
I was just reading more about Wiener, by the way. He used Carlos Danger again.
He did.
Yes. Same one he used.
Way to go,
Leathers.
Wiener.
Leathers is going to be so pissed.
Oh, I know. Leathers will be jealous. She'll be trying to get him back on the phone.
She's going to pretend that this lady reached out to her as to what to do.
Leathers.
Mrs. What? Leathers.
I know. She is such a dope.
Mr. and Mrs. Sydney Leathers. Mr. and Mrs. Carlos Danger.
Hey, did you hear about the chick winning the revenge porn suit?
Yeah, locally. This is a
Pontiac.
This is a messed up story, man.
Why?
Well, just how this guy did it.
How he
got the
it
photos.
It was huge. Absolutely. No,
honestly, the photographer.
The iCloud account?
Huh?
The photographer should be in deep.
He should be in trouble. Yeah. Thank you, Drew.
No,
yes.
This guy impersonated his ex-girlfriend who had a modeling, was an aspiring model.
I know. Well,
who isn't? And he called this photographer and it's like, he emailed him.
He made a fake email account. I assumedly like with her name.
Exactly.
Something that would look like hers.
Oh, I can't find my nude photos anywhere. Could you send me another copy?
Yeah, sure. No problem. I'll send them right over.
So then this guy takes them and goes to these revenge porn sites and puts them up. I mean, these things are all over the place to the point that she tried to get them removed and she couldn't even,
They were everywhere.
All over the place.
Well, they won't either. A lot of them just won't remove them. They just say, screw you guys.
She had limited success, and I quote, at getting them removed.
Which is dumb because all you're doing is discouraging women from sending nude pictures of themselves privately.
Yeah, look what you're doing to the rest of us.
See what I mean?
Crying out loud.
Just like when
bullshit.
Just like when people slut shame women. It's like, well, you know, what's wrong with chicks that you don't want to put out? If you start slut shaming them, they're going to stop putting out.
So anyway, the investigator, once this all went down, tracked the source of the photos to the former boyfriend, identified only as a 27-year-old Macomb County man. She filed a lawsuit against him and the photographer, seeking $1 million in damages.
Oh, and I didn't know the photographer.
Yeah, he's part of the suit. She's been living in fear for nearly 2 years. She didn't know if her computer had been hacked or if she was the victim of a break-in or if she was being stalked. I mean, who would have dreamed that her photographer would have given these things up?
That sucks.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, she won $500,000.
Yep.
Good luck.
$500,000.
Good luck collecting, is that what you're going to say? Yeah, well,
this guy will have, I mean, they'll attach this to his, I mean, if he's around here, I mean, unless he moves to Florida like OJ.
Yeah.
Which, who knows, he might do that to be, I mean, that's $500,000. Although, does he split it with the photographer? I think that's probably the way it works.
That's an awful story.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
You read about how they tracked it back to him or whatever?
How'd they track it back to him?
They found the, you know how every internet location has a, Jay, what do you call them? IP address or whatever.
URL or?
Yeah, and they tracked it back to the email and found out he used his own cell phone number with that email.
What an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a dipshit.
Yeah, what a jerk, though.
Actually, you know what? The photographer, no money damages were assessed to the photographer.
Wow.
Really?
Because he'd been duped. So the 500 grand is
for being
all...
an idiot, he should have...
Well, we don't know what those emails say, but still, why would you... Did you have an agreement to send them via email? I mean, usually, in other words, there's usually some, and I'm just thinking of, I mean, you've had pictures of your daughters.
Right, we have to sign off so they don't use them as an ad or.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, when you email correspond with photographers, it's usually been going back and forth before the pictures are even taken. In other words, I would have thought this photographer would have had a different email from her that he could have wrote and said, hey, is this email you? But
so
whatever.
So that Yahoo account didn't. Didn't sound off on.
You know what I saw on the front page? Oh, I forgot. Almost forgot. The White Boy Rick story.
Yeah.
Of course, I show up in the comments.
You did?
For the frickin' story.
Oh, but it's got to be a listener joking.
Oh, yeah, it's a listener cutting up. But, you know, once again, the connection to White Boy Rick lives on.
Which paper?
It'll never die.
I'm not sure. Somebody sent a screenshot.
Well, that's awesome.
And I just kind of went, oh, God. But what I was going to mention, actually, on the opposite page of that story was this. It's a nice story about this woman. She's 56 years old. She lives in Detroit. And every year she gives out school supplies to a bunch of the neighbor kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, backpacks and folders and pens and pencils and, you know, crayons and, you know, whatever, little kids, older kids. And I'm just going, how silly is this? Because, I hear about teachers having to frequently pony up their own money for school supplies. What is going on where kids of all the, you know, if it's a family on assistance or whatever, you know there's assistance that's intended for child school supplies.
Yeah.
It's not like you shouldn't be able to or you can't get school supplies through some kind of a program if you are that poor. And if you aren't that poor, you know, why these kids are constantly in need of school supplies or lacking these sort of things. What kind of bullshit parents can't find a way to get their kids the school supplies they need? Isn't that just crap?
The same ones that don't send their kids to school?
It's clearly the ones that don't make it a priority, period.
Right, because you know there are programs after programs after programs for this sort of thing.
Yep.
And, you know, it just makes me sick to see that there are all these people, and this woman's not really super wealthy or anything, but she knows there are kids in her neighborhood who will not have school supplies if she doesn't do this. So, I don't know, you know, I should be happy that there's this nice person, but I find myself going, what kind of crap is this? Kids whose parents don't find a way to get them school supplies? That's just bullshit. It's not that expensive.
And it's just basic school supplies, right?
Yeah, totally basic stuff.
I mean, I didn't go to public school. Is that stuff not ever given?
No.
It used to be. Now they
books are, right? You don't have to buy your own books, do you?
I never had to buy books for public school, but no. But you know, just
did.
I don't know why. Oh, private school?
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, that's cuz they hit you up for everything. They know your parents don't care about money. So they figure they might as well make you pay for books too.
Damn it.
If you're in private school, you can't be that worried about cash.
Okay, for some reason I thought this was playing like pens and pencils.
No.
What do my tax dollars go for then?
Mark is so naive.
I know. What an idiot.
When are we going to corrupt him already?
They give you a suggested list.
He's been out of private school long enough.
They suggest that, you know, you send your child with.
But then I went to the ultimate public school, so what do you want? What else do you want out of me?
Oh, my God, the ultimate public school. Jesus, when are you going to get over this Michigan cult thing?
I like my university. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I know, but everyone likes their university.
Yeah,
you do know that, right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. But why do you like yours so much? I mean, it's such a dominant portion
of your
life.
It's very formative. Helped form who I am, clearly.
Why you're here today,
arrogant
right?
Arrogant idiot.
But you do realize that we all went through the same thing. We all had
like
this
who's
love
talking
for our school.
There's your boy. There.
Be true to
that's
your school.
What's Phelps saying?
Michael Phelps.
Oh, they're on the replay now. This is where you can't read.
Oh, bring it up. just for S&G.
TikTok blaring in my headphone.
Talks better than Kanye.
Headbone.
He's been on an unbelievable run over the last 2 years, and he's here tonight to perform that song that started it all. I might have a lot of golds, but this guy's got all
his
the
hands
platinum.
In his pants.
Give it up for Future.
Clever.
By the way, this song is
clever.
Awful.
Woo. I know this song was really bad.
His comma song. You've heard this, haven't you, Dad?
Yeah.
It's terrible. But it's kind of fun to listen to how many times they miss the word shit.
Yeah, how did they do that?
Because he says it like every other line. I'm sure they asked him not to do it.
They have a delay system like ours where it catches up, or he has to catch up before you bleep a second thing.
Let's see.
Where's the first one?
Huh?
Where's the first one?
Where's the first expletive?
Yeah.
It's pretty quick. You know, I like hip-hop a lot. I hate this new stuff where it's just the same thing over and over and over and over for 5 minutes. Like, there's no lyrics. Just the same beat and same hook. That's the guy that knocked up Sierra, by the way, that Russell Wilson.
I admit I found myself... I couldn't have been more bored with this song. But the crowd looks into it, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's a cool beat. It's just the same lyrics over and over and over and over and over.
Is he frightened?
It's fashion. His song's pretty weird, too.
Okay.
No.
I'm bored enough.
That's what the kids love, man.
Hey, anyway, glad we get in there on Sunday night and get something out. I think, you know, a lot of people have talked about doing Sunday, Thursday as opposed to Monday, Friday. And
well, what's your opinion on that?
I agree. I think it probably makes more sense.
I do, too.
So we just got to work on the schedule, but just wanted to get something out for Sunday night. And this Kaepernick story was something I really thought, that's a great story to talk about. And, you know, a few other things here and there.
It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out with Kaepernick. I mean, he got such a pretty strong response.
Do you think he was worried about getting cut?
Oh, I don't think they can cut him, though, because, you know, all the numbers still apply and the cap hit.
Well, it's, they're all...
I think he has nothing to lose because he wasn't going to start.
Right.
It's really
a strange... I mean, this guy's such a marginal player at this point, too. I mean, this is a guy who started in the Super Bowl just...
He had one
ago.
Good year, right?
Yeah, but it seems like he's... I mean, hasn't his value dropped miraculously?
Massively.
Last year was...
You know why?
No Harbaugh.
Of course. Oh, my God.
Well, come on, clearly.
When are you going to get over this?
Clearly,
this
though.
This cult. How do we deprogram
what,
this
Harbaugh?
Guy?
The Harbaugh cult?
No, the Michigan cult.
He just happens to work there.
Does anyone know anything about deprogramming people? Would you please send us an email?
Yeah, are you concerned about all the decommits this past
not
week?
Not one. Well, Solomon's kind of a bummer, but not really. Right. Not really. A lot of
he's
for the
not
future.
Concerned. He's in the cult.
Well, I wouldn't be a Harbaugh fan.
I'm concerned
otherwise.
About any bad Michigan news.
Because there ever is any. I mean, except for the last 7
listen
years
to
on
the
field.
Listen to the cult member, my
oh,
God.
Oh, please. I've been hard on that.
Like a partisan politician anybody. Fan. Except you're a partisan sports fan.
I can't believe you hate him so much, man.
No, that's always his response. That if you don't love them as much as he does, you hate them.
You don't tell him you love them at all.
That's the cult.
You don't give Harbaugh any credit for Kaepernick. Person.
You're a radical Mishlamist.
I do.
Yes. True. We're only 6 days away. Get
a suppressive person.
There is a game on Saturday.
I know.
Well, come on. Why aren't you getting excited? Everybody should be pumped.
Well, who are they playing?
College football's back. So what?
I don't know, 48 to nothing.
Techmen, we're Techmen, with spirits true and faithful, backing up our team with hopes of
dying. I don't even know who we play.
Techmen, oh, nice
we're
Techmen, fan.
We're out to win today, showing pep and life of which we're
hey,
trying.
Hey, listen to this fight song.
VP, oh VP, you know our hearts are with you, and a luck that never seems to die. win or lose, we'll greet you with a glad returning.
Hey.
You're the pride of VPI. Just see our men so big and active.
We have a dilettant in our song.
Support the orange and maroon. Let's go tag. We know our backs and ends are stronger. With growing hope, we know defeat no longer. To see our team go through the line.
We know defeat no longer.
Determined not to win or die. So give a hokey, 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 high.
Ray, we're VPI.
Yes. They're playing Falwell U.
Oh, Liberty?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nice opener.
I know. There you are, ragging for Michigan's opener.
We're ranked... that's why I don't get excited about the first week. We're ranked 56th in one of the polls, and I think 37th in another one. So it's...
Who ranks the polls that far?
Not looking like a... Sagarin and a couple people do. Anyway, we'll catch you manana. And I reckon it'll be Mark, and who knows, I think Maz might be showing up this week, and Trudy later on, and Mike Clark, we'll see. Mike Clark might even...
What's the update?
This week, he's still the sleep thing, sleep study deal.
Is he feeling better, though?
Yeah, he's feeling, he was getting better sleep, so that was the problem.
He's got the machine.
That'll change your life, man.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he feels like kind of a new man.
I guess if you don't sleep for... couple weeks. Yeah,
believe me.
Yeah, his sleep was real shit there for a while, and it was making him crazy, and finally got on this thing, and now he's having a big turnaround. He feels like $1 million.
Okay, Mr. Clark.
So, anyway, we'll catch you manana. Have a good one, everybody. See ya!